You've heard me talk about Pick My Brain sessions, the 60-minute specialized one-on-one sessions with me. Now, you also may be thinking, I'm on the fence. I don't know if I should book this session. I don't know if I'm ready for it. I don't know if Ayana can help me. Well, my best advice to you is ask someone. Ask someone who has had a session with me. Recently on an Instagram Live, we were talking about the fear of wasting your money, making an investment that does not net the type of results that you want. So there are quite a few women who have had Pick My Brain sessions with me on that Instagram Live. So my suggestion to those on the fence was, go and DM these people who are giving you feedback and saying that they loved their experience. Go and DM them. Ask them why they love their experience. Ask them what they were dealing with before they booked a Pick My Brain session with me. And make your own determination. Find out for yourself if it is worth your investment. After every session, I always ask my participants for feedback. I want to know if they would recommend a session to a friend. And one recent participant, she's had multiple sessions with me, and this is what she had to say about recommending a session to a friend. She says, I always think that it can be helpful to obtain a second opinion. Ayana is not afraid to provide honest feedback, so it gives her clients the ability to successfully improve their ideas and business concepts. If you're ready to allow me to help you to understand and implement the changes that will help you to get from where you are to where you want to be, head over to switchpivotorquit.com and book your 60-minute Pick My Brain session with me today. Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist years as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast so far. And check out switchpivotorquit.com for even more personal and professional development resources. But for now, just sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. Okay. You know what you're here for. I know what you're here for. We're going to dig into the follow-up to Women's Empowerment is a Scam, which was the 7-Minute Sunday from last week. So if you did not listen to the episode right before this one, 7-Minute Sunday, titled Women's Empowerment is a Scam, then press pause, go back, and listen. If you don't, you'll be playing catch up with the context of this conversation in this episode, so I definitely suggest that you go and listen to that one first. I also want to suggest that you listen and stay tuned to the very end because I have something special for you all. I think that you'll enjoy it, and it's one of those whoever acts fastest gets the prize. I'm just kidding. But there are a limited amount of spots, but just make sure that you listen to the end so that you can have your opportunity. I decided to do this follow-up episode because it's not enough to just call out a problem, right? It's more important to try and offer solutions whenever possible. So when you see a problem, you don't just call out the problem. You offer some way to potentially solve or assist with the problem. So here we go. First things first, how did we get here? My story on sort of how I started and how we are even listening to this podcast right now. When I first transitioned careers, I noticed very quickly that there was a lack of organic support, even from the people that you thought would, of course, support you. And I noticed that there was also this feeling amongst women that just didn't feel supportive. It didn't feel natural to support other women. And let me take you back to when this was. This was about 2013. So it was before the craze of women's empowerment and everyone talking about women's empowerment. So what I noticed in this space, I said, just like I'm doing with this episode, there's a gap here. There's something that needs to shift. And I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to interject my voice into the conversation or create a conversation because I don't want to just be the person that notices something is wrong and does nothing about it, especially if it can, as a result, impact me. So I decided to create a space and a platform where there was this feeling of women supporting women without any type of ulterior motive. There did not need to be a reason for one woman to support another woman. So that's how my original platform was born. The reception to it was really, really good, and it grew from there into a podcast. Now, when I did this episode about women's empowerment, I had no real expectations with it and no intentions to do anything other than to speak what was on my heart and just call attention to something that I felt like we were all overlooking. Well, clearly you all felt the same way. Y'all went wild in the comment section. It became really evident to me very quickly that I had kicked over a hornet's nest and you all were buzzing. Some of the feedback included that you are glad that someone finally said it. You had seen and been feeling the same thing and feeling the same way, and you wanted to know what to do now. I was definitely getting the questions about what to do now. What should I do with this information? Because I do feel the same way. You wanted to know also, who can you trust? Who can you trust? And I know that you guys were ready, really ready, for me to name names, and you wanted me to, give out handles and just get into the nitty gritty of it. But I'm not really interested in having that petty party with people and going back and forth, because that's a never ending thing when you start naming names. And quite honestly, we're better than that, right? Even if we did that, does that really help us? No. Now, if I'm keeping it all the way 100 with you, that little side of petty patty in me, you know, would have wanted to name some names. But I know that's not the best course of action. The best course of action is just to unfollow those that you know don't serve you. That's the real gotcha. Take them out of your space. Take them out of your world. Don't associate. What do you do when you have a friend that you realize she doesn't mean you any good and maybe she's been talking behind your back or doing something shady? You let her go, right? If you don't, you should. You don't keep people in your space that invite negativity into your life. So that's my suggestion. Not to bash these people, because some of them don't even know any better and don't even understand the error in their ways. So it's not for us to judge them and bash them. It's for us to remove ourselves from their space. That's the best thing we could do. So in the spirit of keeping it real, there was a question that came up, and I briefly mentioned this, and those who hung out with us on Instagram Live last night will remember that I mentioned this. So there was a question that came up about my influence, my own influence. And the person was basically saying, so doesn't she want to be an influencer, or isn't she an influencer? But see, the thing is, you don't hear me refer to myself as an influencer, because I have so many other titles that would come before someone calls me an influencer, okay? You could try former sports entertainment publicist. You could try traditionally published author. You could try podcast host. You could try founder of a media company. You could try workshop leader. You could try speaker. You could try a number of things before you let influencer slip through your lips. That's not going to be the natural thing that you would say about me. So although I may have visibility, and I don't knock the title of influencer that anyone holds. That's you. Do you, boo. Do what you gotta do. But that is not my primary identifying factor. My goal in anything that I do, in this space, in this digital online space, in the podcasting space, my goal is not to build influence, but rather I want to establish a community of people that rock with me and I rock with them. Simple as that. Now, I want to run down some tips to help you navigate creating new relationships and participating in new communities. So we talked about the fact that women's empowerment is a scam. But obviously, like I said, not the whole of women's empowerment. There are just elements of it, namely online and digitally, where people are taking advantage of other people and we don't like it. We've established that we don't like it. So for those who are really looking to participate in new communities or establish relationships that's going to help them and better them and pour into them personally and professionally, I've put together a few tips to guide you along that part of your journey. So, this starts the tips. Let's go. Let's get into it. Engagement over empowerment. In my opinion, it would be really beneficial for you to not seek empowerment. Seek engagement, because good engagement requires action. It's a give and take process and an exchange from both sides. Someone is giving you something, you're giving them something. It's a continuous thing, and it doesn't feel like there's a superior party when two people are engaging or when you're engaging among a community of people. Engagement, to me, will take you further, and having the mindset of looking for engagement, that will take you further than this idea of looking for empowerment. And I really don't know where the craze with the word empowerment started, but a part of the reason that I don't like to use that word, and I suggest that other people, you know, try and stay away from using that word, is one, it's overplayed. For all the reasons that we talked about on the 7-Minute Sunday, it's like, we're over it. We don't need to hear about another person telling us that they are going to empower us to live our best lives and all these other things, right? I look at it like this. Just do the work. If you are someone that empowers other people, just do that. Empower them. You don't need to tell me that you empower them. Just show it in your actions. Actually show up for these people. Give them tools. Give them resources. Pour into them. Allow them to feel bigger, better, have a stronger presence, have more knowledge when they walk away from engaging with you. To me, that's empowering someone. It is allowing them to tap into, or helping them rather, not even allowing them, but helping them to tap into some of the gems, some of the shine, some of the goodness that's already within them. But so you don't need to tell me that you're doing that. You don't need to tell me that you're an empowerment coach. You don't need to tell me that you're a women's empowerment speaker. Just speak. Speak your truth. Speak what you speak. And I'll figure out whether you're actually empowering or not. If I feel empowered, let me tell you that I feel empowered from my engagement with you. So seek engagement over empowerment. Next up, helped versus hustled. Be aware of the difference between someone who is in it to help you and when they are in it to hustle you. Think about your interactions. Do they feel organic or do they feel forced? What does your gut tell you? Our guts, sometimes it takes a minute to trust your gut and trust your intuition. But once you tap into that understanding of your intuition and your gut, it will not lead you wrong. When you have a feeling about somebody, when you think a thought about something, usually it's not for no reason. It's there for a reason. It came to you for a reason. It's your own little warning system in certain instances, and it's your own little gauge of things in other instances. So really, really pay attention to what does your gut tell you? Maybe have you witnessed anything that made you raise an eyebrow, but you chose to overlook it anyway? Think back to those scenarios. Think back to engagements that you've witnessed. If you're thinking about maybe attending a certain women's conference or a panel or something like that, go back into the feed of the social media feed of this particular event or this particular person who's hosting this event. See what type of vibe you get. See what type of feeling you get. See what people are saying post-event. See what the hashtag is saying, but look for substance also. Don't look for people that are just saying, oh, I had a really good time. Look for people that are saying why they had a really good time. Look to understand what your motivation could be for attending said event, seminar, workshop, panel, brunch, whatever it is. Really, really pay attention to what's actually going on beneath the surface. You think you may not always be privy to that information, but if you allow your intuition to guide you, and if you are keenly aware, you'll know. You'll know when you're being helped versus when you're being hustled. All right, I have two more tips for you and then some other little goodies. But before we get into those, we have to take a super quick break. My version of nude and your version of nude are probably a bit different, but let's be clear. We're talking about shoes. Rebecca Allen has a line of shoes for savvy women that come in 5 skin tone shades, offering the perfect nude for you. I've been rocking the new sleek pointy toe flats, AKA the Skim, and I love them. I'm a flats kind of girl, and these are perfect for dressing up for a meeting or zipping around town. These all leather shoes are not only comfortable, but they're combating colorism and breaking boundaries, exemplifying what it means to be color brave in fashion. Head over to Rebecca-Allen.com, select your version of nude, and get 15% off at checkout when you enter the code SPQ15. Follow at Rebecca Allen NY on Instagram. I wasn't going to include this part originally, but I realized that the young lady that I had the exchange with, I'm not going to say her name, so she probably won't mind me mentioning our exchange, especially if it's going to help put some perspective on things for some other people. So this is back to the helped versus hustled conversation. Now, she slid in my DMs and she was talking about a specific sort of social influencer, social celebrity that she had reached out to multiple times via multiple mediums, let's say social media. She also emailed multiple times and she heard nothing back from this young woman. And this young woman routinely speaks on women's empowerment panels, has this clique of friends, and you think that she is very much so about empowering women and empowering others. So, this young lady said, you know, it's very disappointing, but when I meet her in person, notice she said when. So I love how she speaks things into existence. So she said, when I meet her in person, I would love to tell her that, that being what her experience has been, obviously. And she said, because I still respect the grind and her hustle. So my response to her was, do you really respect the hustle if you are the hustle? Let's spend a second on that. So you respect the hustle of someone when you are the hustle. You are the hustle. You and women like you are the way that she makes a name for herself, part of the way that she gets paid and is at the, or has, let's say, the status that she does because people like you buy into her. Yet, she does not buy into you. So, do you really respect the hustle of somebody who has made you the hustle? No, I don't think so. And so, jokingly, obviously, I said, just asking for a friend. And she immediately understood what I was saying. And she was like, yeah, I get it. That makes sense. And so I just wanted to share that bit with you all, because you have to pay attention to how people move. What is their hustle? Are you the hustle? Or are they a true businesswoman who's doing all these things that even if they didn't have your buy-in, they'd still be okay? Are you the hustle? Okay, moving on to the next tip. Friend versus fan. I say choose to interact online, that is, with online community leaders that treat you like a friend and not a fan. There is a difference, and I think we all know, but let me just spell it out. Fans have extremely limited access, and friends simply have boundaries with each other. So we can think of it like this. You roll up to the Beyoncé concert, right? And you're a fan. In order to have access to Beyoncé, you're going to have to maybe pay a fee, know somebody, like get some type of hookup, right? But your access is still going to be limited. It's not all access. It's still limited. But now if you were a friend of Beyoncé, you would simply have boundaries. I bet when Kelly or Michelle or any of her other friends rolled up to the On the Run tour and went backstage, they had the access. But because they are friends, they knew what the boundaries were. You know, you don't just, after she gets off the stage, you sitting there waiting for her, sweaty body, trying to towel down and cool off and everything, get her mind right and process the performance she just had. You're not sitting there like, hey, girl, so I want you to meet this girl. I want you to meet my friend. I brought her with me. Da, da, da. No. Because you're a friend, you have access, but you have boundaries. So engage with people who treat you like a friend versus a fan. And in real life, you know, our everyday scenarios, when we're thinking about boundaries and we're thinking about being treated like a friend versus a fan, it goes back to what I was mentioning on 7-Minute Sunday. Who's responding to you? Who's pouring into you? Who's making their self available to you in some capacity? Those are the people that you should be trying to give your attention to. Not the people who are treating you like you're just watching their so glamorous life. Who cares? You don't have time for that. You do not have time for that, okay? So, next tip is facts over fluff. Be on the lookout for the facts, not the fluff. Look for specifics, stats, results, reviews, people that you can talk to, people who have had an experience with them before, resumes, credentials. Look for things that you can really put a factual basis behind before you buy in. And you can even do your own research. You can do like a quick Google search. See what you can find to support the claims that are before you, to support, you know, what they have said or what they are saying before you invest your time or your money. Now, even when you're thinking of buying into a conference, a brunch, a workshop, or whatever, just do your research. Look for the receipts, and not just on the receipts on the people who are producing the event. Also, if you are looking to gain something specific, when you go to this conference, when you go to this panel, when you go to this brunch, whatever it is, which I suggest you should be looking to gain something specific, you want to make sure that you're going to get a return on your investment. So when you are looking to purchase a ticket to go to some of these types of events or things, have something in mind in terms of a person that you want to speak with, person that you want to connect with. So if there are people that are going to be on the panel, if there are people that are hosting workshops and things like that, and they seem good to you and it seems appealing, do some research on them as well. Find out what their background is. Look up their receipts so that you can then make an informed decision when you purchase your ticket. If you can't find any receipts and you know that your gut is telling you there may be a lot of fluff going on, it's up to you to decide if you want to go ahead and take your chances or not. Moving on to the last tip. I thought I had four tips, but honey, I came up with five because that's how much I love you guys. Let's do it. So the last one is business over boss, okay? Social media has caused so much envy and created many fake bosses. Now, I say that with all the conviction, okay? Everybody wants to say that they're a boss. Everybody is claiming that they're a boss. Even though some of these people claiming boss, if we think back to what the original terminology is, they never even managed anybody before, okay? Let alone been somebody's real boss. Let's use our common sense here, ladies. We know what these terms mean, but we get engaged with the fluff sometimes. We get engaged with the facade, and we're adopting words like boss. We're adopting words like empowerment and making that normal and not really holding those words to task in terms of what they really should mean for us and how we really want them to show up in our lives so that it can impact us in a positive way along our journey. Now, there are real qualified business women out there who are increasingly becoming envious of social business women. Operative word there, social. Social business women. Often, women, these are women with very little to no credentials, but these social business women, they have visibility and they have the buy-in of women like you looking to them to create this empowered boss life. Now, some of you real business women out there, some of you are real tried and true business women, but you want to be empowered by women who don't even know how to do business. I just wanted to let that sit there for a second. Some real business women are looking to be empowered by women who don't even know how to do business. I actually just had a conversation with someone about an event that they went to where someone else, their friend, was booked as a speaker. And when I asked, oh, so how was the event? It wasn't very impressive. So the woman who was putting on the event, there were areas that she was significantly lacking in doing business. And so there may be a group of people looking at her like she's a boss and she's this ultimate businesswoman. Yet they don't know the behind the scenes of how she really does business. Now, I'm not saying that you have to know the behind the scenes on how every woman that you look to for engagement in a positive way to help uplift you and enrich your personal or professional life. I'm not saying that you have to know all of their business and all the ins and outs and know exactly how they do business. But what I am saying is trust you and how you operate and what you do, and know that you are already the businesswoman that you need to be. Maybe you can glean some extra skills and little tips and tidbits from other women out there, but look for those things. Don't look to emulate this boss life that you think that they have Or don't be envious of this boss life that you think that they have. Because half the time, these women don't even actually take care of business. One of the things that Brittany Hennessy said in her book, Influencer, and I'm not just talking about influencers. I'm talking about people that show up on social in a certain capacity, okay? So Brittany said, one of the things that's frustrating is she can tell the difference between women that are influencers who have worked in a corporate or business environment before and those who have not. Because those who have not, they don't regularly meet their deadlines. They sometimes have excuses. They don't take care of business. They don't communicate. They don't show up the way that some of the women who have a traditional business background do. So I say that to say, not all of these women who you think are boss business women are doing business in a way that would be impressive to anybody's corporation, to anybody's company, to anybody's enterprise. They would not even be able to get a job. And if they did, they would not last because they cannot keep up with the business skills required to be stellar within that company. Before I let you go, I just have a few final quick thoughts. First one is, you must demand more from those that you look to for empowerment or inspiration. And you can say it with your attention or lack thereof. Also, when seeking people to follow on social media or otherwise, follow those where you can be inspired to take action versus being paralyzed by envy. We all know what that feels like. Look to interact with people who are just a few steps ahead of you. Those types of people are more likely to become your tribe. Also, be willing to reach back and help others as you continue to make progress in your journey. So once you get to a certain step or a certain phase, if somebody reaches out to you, be willing to help them and be willing to help them within reason, that is, you know? Be willing to open yourself to conversations and to connecting with people who are not exactly where you or where they want to be, but they're trying to get to maybe where you are, and maybe you have something to share with them or to pour back into them. There is also no easy way to lasting success. That's how people get scammed. Someone giving you the illusion that if you just follow what they say or do these quick steps or create this quick course or attend this seminar or listen to this webinar, you'll win. People prey on your desire for the riches, on your desire for the success, on your desire for it to happen quickly or for it to just happen, period, because you're unhappy with where you're at. Sometimes the vulnerability of your current circumstance can make you buy into and fall victim to these situations. So I just want to remind you that there is no easy way to actual lasting success, to creating things that have longevity that you can really be proud of. Next up is that everything won't be free. Let's just call it what it is. Everything will not be free. Just because someone requires payment for their services or their consultation, it doesn't mean that they're fugazi. If you're getting something of value to you in return, then it is worth the investment. When I say that women's empowerment is a scam, it's not because you should be getting all of this empowerment for free or you should be getting all of the tools and resources out there for free. No, it's because some of these people do not have good intentions and they don't actually have knowledgeable information to impart on you, or they don't have receipts that let you know they know what the hell they're talking about. It is easy for them to mislead you or for you to think that they know more or have more or do more than they really do because of a social facade. You need to be willing to invest in yourself, but also identify and understand what you are in need of. Develop a criteria as to who you think can best serve you. If you do those things, the likelihood of you getting duped is a little bit less. Now, one of the last things that I want to mention and want to just kind of put out there is what you can do to be better than the scammers. Be better than the fugaziers. Look out for your fellow sisters in all situations. Lift her up whenever possible. Promote her and be mindful of being self-centered. Okay? Just don't do it. Don't be self-centered. And even if you know you're self-centered right now, make a conscious effort and decision to be different, to work on that, to not be that self-centered person that just really does not think about other people. It's not always about you and what someone else can do for you. You know, think of ways that you can do for someone else and then do that. You'll find that when you pour into other people, or when you give to other people, or when you extend yourself to other people, or when you lend to other people in ways that can really help them, you'll feel really, really good about it. And that stuff comes back to you in ways that you won't even think of. You won't even really realize what just happened. You'll be like, wow, this is amazing. How did this happen? Because who knows, 6 months, a year ago, you took the time to pour into somebody else. You took the time to uplift somebody else. You took the time to be there for somebody else. That's what true women's empowerment is. It's standing behind your sister, lifting her up, letting her know that you see her, encouraging her on her accomplishments, and just being sometimes even a listening ear when she needs it, because we all need it sometimes. So the goal is not to bash, you know, ourselves as women and how we show up for each other. The goal is to encourage us to show up bigger and better for each other so that we don't have to keep having this conversation, or we don't have to have those thoughts of how much of a fugazi situation women's empowerment is. If we do our part, those people who don't mean us good and don't mean to really help you and pour into you, they'll disappear. They'll disappear and they won't even be a part of the conversation. And we will all be able to be grateful for that. Okay, now we're getting into the goods. So, in the spirit of all of this talk of women's empowerment being a scam, I want to do something to directly pour back into you. And I know that a lot of you engage with me on Instagram Live, and we have a really good time. And if you have never hung out with us on Instagram Live, typically on Friday nights around like 6-ish, 7-ish Pacific Standard Time, make sure that you come and hang out, because we are always having good conversations. We are always pouring into each other. We're exchanging information, and we are also being uplifted and enlightened about certain things during our conversations as well. So make sure you check that out. But I have another opportunity for you. This is a very limited opportunity. I'm introducing the success sessions, okay? The success sessions, right now, they are absolutely free. And how you sign up for it is you go to the description section for this podcast that you're listening to, the podcast notes, and you click on that little link. It's going to take you right to the calendar page where you can sign up to be a part of a success session with me and another intimate group of women. So the success sessions are going to be, like I said, very intimate, and it's going to be a space where we exchange information to make you better, to help you in your journey. That's all I'm going to say about it right now. You can either take a chance on me and sign up, or you can miss out on this opportunity, but I suggest you take a chance. So I will see all of you around online somewhere. I don't know. If you're not already following on Switch, Pivot, or Quit Instagram, make sure that you do that, because that is where you can find us hanging out and exchanging goodness the most. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you share it with somebody, share it with a friend, share it with a few friends. And until next time, keep killing it.